What is up, guys? Today's date is Friday, May 18th. I'm Steven Masso, and you are listening to Via the Source. All right, well, first thing, I was listening back to the last podcast, and man, my intro last time was very energetic. It's not going to be the same one on this one. I'm feeling a little sick and extremely tired, but I'll be back for the next one. I'll try to match that same energy. So, first thing we're going to talk about today, actually, another interesting little story. I have to mention this because I was kind of freaking out for like 2 days. I'm still freaking out extremely. All right, so I did the last podcast. I posted it at my usual time, which is absurdly late to post a podcast. And I just went to bed. And then I woke up the next morning and I saw that I had 2 new followers. Now, guys, to me, this is insane. I got 2 new followers, and one of them is Jason Jenkins. He is the Senior Vice President of Communications and Community Affairs for the Miami Dolphins. Like, the guy. That is absolutely crazy, right? Well, it doesn't end there. Another follower was, he's a man named Scott Stone, and he's the Director of Digital and Print Media. Pardon if I'm getting any of these titles wrong. But yeah, that is absolutely crazy. I woke up, and it was like Christmas morning. I was freaking out. I was like, man, I don't even know what to tweet, you know, like they followed me. That's crazy. And so, yeah, I sent him messages and Scott Stone actually replied saying that he likes the podcast, which is so awesome to hear. And it means so much. So thank you too for following me. And if you listen, that's amazing. And thank you guys so much. That was honestly, it was like Christmas morning seeing that because I'm a communications major myself. I deal with media. I just graduated with my bachelor's and that. So seeing that, you know, those type of people in that position follow me, it means so much. And it just goes to show that this was the right career path for me. So big thank you to those guys. Means so much. Now, I don't want to drag it along too much because I could probably go on here for like 20 more minutes just saying thank you and how awesome it was. So back to NFL news. I had one person tell me, because I'm from Texas, how come you never talk about the Cowboys? Well, luckily, there is a little bit of news about the Cowboys. It doesn't deal with football as much as you would think, but the wide receiver for the Cowboys, Cole Beasley, he actually dropped a rap album. And guys, I'd be lying if I said that it wasn't good. Cole Beasley's definitely got some bars on there, and it's really surprising. I don't want to make this like a music analysis podcast, but as far as lyrics go, yeah, I would say Cole Beasley is probably one of the top guys in the NFL at rapping. I would say Jarvis Landry is still my personal favorite. He has a few unreleased songs I think are good, but yeah, Cole Beasley, he has some nice flows on there. And if I had to say anything negatively, I would say maybe the choruses could be a little better, a few different melodies. But for somebody who's doing this while being a professional football player, that's just, he made an incredible piece of art for, you know, for what he's doing. That's a very good job. Major props to him. Maybe they can even get the rights to some of these songs, play them in the stadium, because they got some hype songs on there. I just think that'd be a cool idea. So one time for Cole Beasley. Other news, linebacker for the San Francisco 49ers, Reuben Foster, a few months ago, he was accused of domestic violence against his then girlfriend. Well, she is now coming out and saying that those were all lies and just false accusations, that she was trying to get revenge. And it's just so, you know, domestic violence is such a serious crime, so these accusations have to be taken seriously. But this is just, it shows the other side of the coin, and it's unfortunate that it does happen both ways sometimes like this, where the accusations can be false and can be so detrimental to someone's life. It reminded me of the story with Brian Banks. There was a 60 minute story on it. I suggest everyone watch it because it's very interesting. It's very sad. He was regarded as one of the best players coming out of high school. He had already planned on going to USC, and he was falsely accused of a rape charge, if I'm not mistaken. And then he spent some time in jail, like years and years in jail. And then the woman later admitted that that it was all a lie, that it was not him at all. And it was just crazy because that window to make the NFL, you would have thought that it would have passed. He was already now like a grown man. He didn't get to go to college. He missed out that time of his life, but he continued trying to play football. And he actually, he went to training camp with the Seattle Seahawks, and he eventually signed with the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think he played too much though, But yeah, he was still able to make it to the NFL. So it does, to an extent, have a happy ending. It was just a very interesting story. So that just goes to show that there is a whole different side to it. I don't want to make light of either side of that, of this crime, because, like I said, very serious accusations on both ends. But it just goes to show that, you know, you never really know, and you have to wait for the judicial system to do its job. Now, on a bit of a lighter note, the Cleveland Browns are going to be the team featured on this year's Hard Knocks. Now, I don't think anybody should have anything negative to say about this, because I think this is about as cool as it can get. You have one of the swaggiest teams in the NFL going to be featured on Hard Knocks. And yeah, they didn't win a game, but this is kind of like the turning point for them, or at least that's how it seems. On paper, it definitely should be. And they have the opportunity to be able to film that. And you got Baker Mayfield. We all know how he is, how he is, and how he was in college. You got Jarvis Landry, who I don't think people are familiar enough with Jarvis Landry and his personality, but this guy is an absolute savage on the field. He's a dog. He's passionate. I think he's gonna become a lot more popular just because of Hard Knocks. He also has a beautiful relationship with his daughter. That's gonna be featured on there, I'm sure, and that's gonna be great. You got Flash Gordon. All the controversy with him and him making this comeback, that could be very interesting to see. And there's just a whole bunch of hungry guys on that team that want to change the culture so much. So I think this is a perfect team to feature on Hard Knocks. And I'm going to be definitely tuning into this. And let me know what you guys think about that, because I think Hard Knocks with the Cleveland Browns is going to be awesome. Now, this is the part of the podcast where I would usually talk about the Miami Dolphins. There's not too much news going around. What I'm planning on in the future, I'm going to do on the next podcast the ranking of the top quarterbacks going into 2018 and how I think they will perform. Of course, Ryan Tannehill will be featured on that. And I also plan on doing a thread of some of Devontae Parker's best catches so far, and that's going to be featured on my Via the Source Twitter. But for now, since there isn't too much news, I figured I would tell you guys the story of how I became a Miami Dolphins fan. I actually wrote a little article about it. I called it Dolphin. It's kind of just about me and my dad. But yeah, it all started probably, I would say, I mean, I've been a fan since I was born, but one of my earliest memories had to have been when I was either 3 or 4. And I know that's kind of insane to say that I remember this, but yeah, I do. I remember it so vividly. It was me, my dad, and his brother. His brother was also a Dolphins fan. And it was the three of us. I'm like 3 or 4. And we're in my uncle's apartment. And I don't know if there was no furniture or what was it. But for some reason, we were all just sitting down on the carpet on the floor, just watching the game. And it was a Miami Dolphins playing. It had to have been a primetime game because it was at night. And we were all just watching the game. And I remember I was just sitting in between them. And my eyes were kind of like flashing back and forth because there was so much excitement on their face. They were going on and on about Dan Marino, and that's how it all started, because they were having so much fun. I saw the happiness on their face. It was two brothers bonding, and you know, I felt like that aroma or energy. Oh, it was a really just beautiful vibe there in that place. And it's crazy I can remember it, but yeah, I can. So the next day I went, and I am pretty sure I got a Miami Dolphin. I got a Dan Marino football figure, and I got my first Dan Marino jersey, which I still have. It's super tiny, but I still have it just for memory's sake. And yeah, ever since then, I've been a Dolphins fan. Me and my dad, every Sunday we would watch the games. It's also a funny story because this was way before there was Sunday Ticket, at least to my knowledge. So how would we watch the games? Well, luckily for us, we live on the border of Mexico, on the very southern tip of Texas. And for some reason, I don't know if there's a lot of a big fan base in Mexico of the Miami Dolphins, but for some reason, on one of the Mexican channels, they would always show the Miami Dolphins game. And I know a bit of Spanish. I'm not too fluent, but I know a bit. So we'd watch every game in Spanish. So that was a lot, like a big portion of my childhood revolved around watching these Miami Dolphins game in Spanish. The quality wasn't as good. And but yeah, that's how I spent my Sundays. I'd watch the Dolphins. It was just kind of me and my dad's thing. That's how we bonded. And so the fans of my family were me, my dad, and his brother. My dad has a few other brothers, and two of them are Cowboys fans, and then one of them is a Packers fan. So anytime we'd meet up for holidays or something like that, it would be those were some of my favorite memories in my entire life, because I would be wearing my Dolphins thing. It would be kind of like a split in the family. That's why we have a big rivalry between the Dolphins and the Cowboys. And then I have that one other uncle who's a Packers fan, and he would just kind of be the mediator in between it for a long time. So it was just a fun time of my life growing up. And I still remember me and my dad, we were out of town. We were in Houston, and we heard the news about Ricky Williams signing with the Dolphins, and we were all just freaking out. Everyone in the area was kind of like, man, why do these guys care? But yeah, we were the only Dolphins fans there, so we were extremely hype about it. I still remember the Greg Camarillo catch just to make sure we won a game. That was probably one of the happiest moments of my life, and it's crazy because the team wasn't good, but I felt so happy just when they scored that. And then every time, ever since the Texans have been created, me and my dad go to every single game when they play the Dolphins, and we're one of the few people in there in our Dolphins jerseys. We get a lot of hate, but that's what it is. That's what being a fan is about. And I wear my Dolphins hat, I swear, like every other day. I wear it as much as I can. I have so much pride in the team. A lot of people make jokes just because of the state of the team, but I know when they start winning like I know they can, this is going to be an amazing feeling, and it's going to make it all worth it in the end. So yeah, I just wanted to share my story about how I became a Dolphins fan. I'd love to hear you guys about how you became fans of your favorite team. It doesn't have to be the Dolphins. So yeah, leave a comment and I would love to read it. Like I said, I joke around that I have a rivalry with the Cowboys, maybe the Patriots too, and that I hate them. But at the end of the day, we're all fans of football. We all have a favorite team, and it's all about having that passion. So until next time, guys. This was Via the Source. I'm Steven Masso. Follow at Shady Steven and at Via the Source. I'll catch you guys later.